We're now heading into the top 10 all-time biggest artists of all time ever in the known universe. Is that what we're calling it? I'm not sure. But yeah, that's our countdown for this morning, for Friday morning. And at number 10 on the biggest artists of all time, it is Eminem. Now, why am I not doing the top 15? Aside from the fact that the tracks I want to play take quite a long time to play. Last week, a couple of weeks ago, I did a top 15. But the real reason I'm not doing the top 15 is because Mariah Carey, Taylor Swift, Beyonce and Whitney Houston are the four artists at 11, 12, 13 and 14, and I didn't want to go there. So here it is, Eminem, and I'm going to play Lose Yourself because it's the one I like the most. It's a big catalogue to choose from with all these artists. But yes, this is Lose Yourself by Eminem, number 10.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Would you capture it? Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choked, he's so mad, but he won't give up. He won't have it, he knows. His whole back to these ropes, it don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody, better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. Chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. His soul's escaping through this hole that is gaping. This world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder. Homie grows hotter. He blows us all over. These hoes is all on him. Coast to coast shows. He's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows. He's grown farther from home. He's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These hoes don't want him no more, he's cold product. And they moved on to the next mo who flows. He knows dove and sold nada. And so the soap opera is told, it unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on. Da 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 da. Lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Change what you call rage. Tear this motherfucking roof off like two dogs caged. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these goddamn food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no movie, there's no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life and these times are so hard. And it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see the thought I caught up between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on her too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony has gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only motherfucking option. Failure's not. Mama love
chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better.
You can do anything you set your mind to, man.
You got the morning show with Aaron. That's Eminem, 10th on the all-time list of biggest selling artists, and the track Lose Yourself. And yes, I didn't find the clean version, sorry. Bit of a rush to get into that one there at the last second. The key piece of information, there's always a story with every song. Our favorite song, our favorite story about this song, or piece of art, is the fact that Eminem sued the National Party for trying to use it for an election campaign. Made a lot of people's days when that happened. Now, number 9. Number 9. Do you recognize it? Number 9 of the biggest selling artists of all time. It's Pink Floyd. I've chosen the track Comfortably Numb. There's a lot of songs called the number 1 song that they did. And people have all sorts of ways that they measure that. But we're going with this one because, again, I felt like playing it out of those the handful that's considered to be their biggest tracks. This is the full version. 6 minutes and 53 seconds long it is.
Just like
Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show. It's our top 10 biggest artists of all time countdown this morning, Friday morning. That was Comfortably Numb because Pink Floyd are at number 9. And story about that song, a lot of people think it's about drugs, but Roger Waters says it's about what he felt like as a child when he was sick with a fever. He's also talked about other times he got hepatitis and a time where a doctor gave him, he had stomach cramps, so a doctor gave him some painkillers and he went up on stage, but he was so relaxed he couldn't do the show properly. And the audience was baying for, so bad at the end of the show, the audience was baying for more. He couldn't do it, so they did the encore without him. Generally, that's the story. Now we've got time for one more. We're going for number 8 in our countdown. And I know you're probably thinking this is going to be kind of a classic hits scenario here. There's not going to be any recent artists. They haven't had time to sell that much. But this is not the case. This song is, well, it's 10 years old. She have to have been around for a little while. But this is Rihanna at number 8. And I don't know much of her music. I know one song that I like. And she didn't write this song. The song was written by Benny Blanco in a Norwegian production duo called Stargate with lyrics by Sia. And when they were writing the thing, it's not really one of her things. They were scared to show her, but she really liked it. And I quite like it too. So we're going to play Diamonds. And this is the number 8 artist on the top 10 Almighty Countdown.
Shine bright like a diamond.
News next after this.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond.
We just had Rihanna with Diamonds at number 8, and because I'm not a big follower of hers, I didn't really know much about it, but I did notice recently that she is the richest female pop star now, bigger than Madonna, Celine Dion, Beyonce, Jennifer Lopez, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga. Much bigger, more money. I think she has her own product line. I don't know what it is, but I think that might be the cause of that. So yeah, she's pretty big noise all around. But now we're going from number 8 to number 7. Let's cue it up here. And it is Led Zeppelin at number 7. And we're going to play A Whole Lot of Love. And I'm actually not going to read this, but I found this quite academic analysis of the meaning of what they call Led Zeppelin's outrageous song. If you listen to the lyrics, and I'm sure you have, then you'll get an idea. It was partly based on You Need Love, written by Willie Dixon and recorded by Muddy Waters, but explicit lubricious references. I never heard the word lubricious before, but yeah, we're just going to play the song, I think. I think it's the best option at this point in time. We're going for the remastered version. Yes, we are. Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love on The Morning Show. Yeah! Hey, you got the morning show. That's Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love. And yeah, we're doing the countdown, the top 10 biggest artists of all time, biggest selling artists. It's all the commercial hits. But I've got to choose a song for each artist. Why did I choose that one? Well, I didn't want to play Stairway to Heaven. It's sort of become a cliche, even though it's always been a good song. It's just taken on a cliche quality. Apparently, I remember one time hearing there's a radio station somewhere in the US that all it played was that song over and over again. So, yeah, that gives you an idea. Anyway, I'm going to move on now. They are Led Zeppelin. We're at number 7. At number 6 on the biggest artists of all time, it's Madonna. Now, don't play a lot of Madonna, and I never was that impressed with the music. A lot of these other artists are people who really pushed music forward, and she didn't really do that, but she did push forward, like her work with videos, because this is all through the 80s. She got made a lot of noise with her videos. And so the song I've chosen is Like a Prayer, which is, some people say Like a Virgin was her biggest song. NME magazine in the UK ranked their top 10 songs and put Like a Prayer as number one. And this came out when I was 17. And something about the songs that came out when I was 17 are kind of like locked into my brain. So we're going to play this one. But what I remember at the time, the controversy around the video. Shows Madonna witnessing a young white woman being killed by a group of white men while a black man is arrested for the murder. So Ku Klux Klan, I think, were in there, burning crosses, and a dream about kissing a black saint. So this didn't go down well in some quarters. The Vatican condemned the video, while family and religious groups protest against its broadcast. They boycotted products by soft drink manufacturer Pepsi, who had used their song in their commercial, and they cancelled their sponsorship but still paid her the $5 million. So there you go. Let's play the song, and you just have to imagine. Actually, I haven't even got it lined up. There we go. It comes to the top pretty quickly. Yeah, let's play it. You'll have to imagine the video. Go and watch it yourself.
Oh,
Hey, you listen to The Morning Show here on Raglan Community Radio. Madonna coming in at number 6 on the top 10 all-time biggest selling artist countdown. And yeah, that was Like a Prayer. And you watch the video and you can see it is purpose designed to annoy the Catholic Church, I feel. And I also remember, this is just my memory from the time, and this is like, I'm 17 back then. But I think a lot of people thought that she had portrayed a black Jesus in the video, and that was really upsetting people as well, which is interesting, to say the least. Anyway, moving on to number 5. Yes, we're into the top 5 all-time biggest selling artists, and it is Queen. And I know I said before I didn't want to play Led Zepp's Stairway to Heaven because it would become a cliche, but I'm going to play Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody because it's, even though it's got a similar status, somehow it's avoided that happening to it. And there's been a lot said about this song. I don't know how to describe it. You just need to play it, I feel.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me. Mama just killed a man. Gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry.
For me
Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron. That is Queen at number 5 of the top 10 biggest selling artists of all time. Going to number 4, and it is Elton John. And how do you choose an Elton John song to play? Well, again, I think I went to Reader's Poll, Rolling Stone Reader's Poll, but I didn't like their number 1. So I went for number 2, which is Your Song. So I'm going to play Your Song. And that was, I didn't realize about this song, though. It was someone else played it first, Three Dog Night. It was an album track, but they were keen. Elton John was just an up-and-coming artist then, so they were keen for him to record it. And it was actually the B-side to a song called Take Me to the Pilot. And both sides received airplay, but Your Song was preferred by DJs and replaced Take Me to the Pilot as the A-side, making it to number 8 on the Billboard chart. That's in the US, number 7 in the UK chart. But its popularity has increased, and was voted 2017 by the British public as the nation's favourite Elton John song in a UK-wide poll for ITV. So here we go, Your Song. Which version am I playing? This one here we go. Elton John, Deluxe Edition, Your Song.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. Not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. The verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do. See, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind. How wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron, and we are into the top three of the biggest selling artists of all time. And I actually feel like it's going to be a little anticlimactic. If you haven't guessed who the top three are, you just should have, I guess. So, number three, announcing it's Michael Jackson. And we're going to play Thriller because that is, by all accounts, his biggest song. Surprised to discover that it was the seventh single from the album Thriller. And it didn't... They weren't sure how it was going to go. It didn't do that well initially, like not compared to some of the others that were like stratospheric number ones. But eventually, 1984, 26th Annual Grammy Awards, the song Thriller won the Grammy. Oh, it still won the Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Male Performance. But yeah, it's become increasingly popular over time, and probably, well, which song is he known for? It's hard to say, but this is a good one. So here we go. Michael Jackson with Thriller. I've pressed the play button. Come on, there we go. And just mentioned that they got horror actor Vincent Price to provide the spoken word sequence at the end of Thriller. So he was apparently a well-known, reasonably well-known voice at the time. That is the spoken word voice I'm referring to, of course.
Thriller night, and close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. From every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Hey, you got the morning show, Michael Jackson there with Thriller. Michael Jackson at number 3 on the all-time biggest selling artist list that we're playing this morning. And number 2, it's Elvis, of course, and we're going to play Suspicious Minds. Partly because I like it, partly because another Rolling Stone Reader's Poll ranked it as number 1. This was originally a song really written and recorded by a guy called Mark James. I don't know who he is, but he was also a co-writer on Always On My Mind, another Presley hit. He recorded it, put it out, just didn't do anything. Didn't have any success at all, but some of Elvis's crew decided to that he should try it, and he had a go, and yes, it did quite well. So here is Suspicious Minds, Elvis Presley. Number 1 coming up after this.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? Suspicious mind. So with an old friend
Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show. Elvis Presley there with Suspicious Minds. Elvis, of course, number two on our top 10 big-selling artists of all time countdown. I'll go through the top 10 again. Number 10 was Eminem. Number 9, Pink Floyd. Number 8, Rihanna. Number 7, Led Zeppelin. Number 6, Madonna. Number 5 was Queen. Number 4 was Elton John. Number 3, Michael Jackson. Number 2 was Elvis. And number 1 is so obvious that I'm not even going to announce it.
Hey, June,
we'll just play the song.
Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders.